The cement industry recorded modest overall growth in the fiscal year 2024-25 despite a continued decline in local demand, according to data released by the All Pakistan Cement Manufacturers Association, APCMA. Total cement dispatches reached 46.221 million tons in FY25, up 2.05% from 45.291 million tons the previous year. This marginal growth was driven largely by a 29.46% surge in exports, which rose from 7.110 million tons in FY24 to 9.204 million tons in FY25. However, domestic sales dropped by 3.05%, falling from 38.181 million tons to 37.017 million tons. In June 2025 alone, overall cement dispatches declined by 2.69% year-on-year to 3.457 million tons, compared to 3.552 million tons in June 2024. Domestic sales fell sharply by 15.65% to 2.597 million tons, while exports saw a significant 81.70% increase, reaching 859,204 tons from 472,865 tons in June 2024. North-based mills dispatched 2.445 million tons in June 2025, a decline of 10.21% from 2.723 million tons in June 2024. South-based mills dispatched 1.01 million tons, up 21.99% year-on-year. In the domestic market, north-based mills saw a 14.43% decline, selling 2.237 million tons, while south-based mills saw a sharper drop of 22.50%, selling 360,814 tons locally. Exports from the north surged 91.05% in June 2025 to 207,975 tons from 108,861 tons a year earlier. South-based mills also recorded a robust 78.91% rise in exports, reaching 651,229 tons. For the full fiscal year, north-based mills dispatched 30.726 million tons domestically, down 2.60% from 31.545 million tons in FY24. Exports from the north rose 15.56% to 1.684 million tons. Combined, total dispatches from the north fell 1.79% to 32.410 million tons. South-based mills recorded domestic dispatches of 6.291 million tons, reflecting a 5.21% decline. However, exports soared 33.04% to 7.519 million tons, lifting total dispatches from the south to 13.81 million tons, up 12.38% from the previous year. An APEP CPI spokesperson said declining domestic demand remains a serious challenge for the sector and appealed to the government to reduce duties and taxes on cement. He stressed that cement is a basic necessity, not a luxury. We must find ways to increase the domestic offtake in order to utilize the idle capacity that will attract economic growth as well as employment opportunities and increased revenue for allied industries, he added.